Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
While attempting a proper night's rest, each of our three fools receives a message from the Arcana and can see each other's visions with increasing clarity. Crater follows the path of the moon, expressing a desire to retrieve his heirloom limbic sensor. Riot chooses the path of justice, but denies that she desires to rule. Celestine chooses the star and is granted an image of Finale 13 and the vague memory of an object called a receiver. In the morning, Crater opens up about his new-found aptitude for both magic and music, brought on by Riot's custom drug, Scalafaxa. Welcome news indeed, with CGA only days away. Hoping to settle their unfinished business before the competition kicks off, the crew agrees to return to Chrissy with what information they were able to glean, despite having failed at killing Vlad. The crew also decides to question Uncle Edict about the shocking revelation they received regarding the origins of humans on the Fifth Collide. And Riot makes plans to meet with Lux Booker. Tying up another loose end, the party leaves Beef's Impartial's decoder ring with J.D. Detective so he may discreetly return it at his earliest opportunity. They plan to visit Chrissy first, but when Riot receives an urgent pip message from 13, the crew change course and head toward the Fae Zone to settle their debt of truth or dare. With the Fae satisfied, 13 advises that Vlad's people have been skulking around the Cathedral of Death, hunting for those who threaten their master. But neither the Fae nor Vlad's cronies were the reason 13 summoned our heroes. And so, they take the crew into the networks in order to relay a message left for them by Teaspoon herself. In it, Teaspoon impresses upon 13 that Lux must not connect her to Riot. She warns that Lux has many true names, including Teaspoon's, and that he can prevent his thralls from speaking his name. He can hide things from their sight, and he feeds on their successes. He can even put words in their very mouths. But Teaspoon also suggests that Lux is due for a big sleep soon and asks the crew to ensure that Lux's moment of weakness coincides with CGA's final ceremonies, allowing Teaspoon to, in her own words, do what has to be done. Our heroes quickly realize the description of Lux's powers sound very familiar, suggesting he may somehow also have Riot's true name, even though she herself does not. But how could this be? Riot's parents died before they could pass on her true name. They died mysteriously.
I can hear you.
I am listening. I can hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Kalai.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork.
The neon.
The networks.
Oh, these metropolises, these
verdant, desolate biomes. Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But always with
the promise that we are on a blinding path of success. You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we've been compromised. But do not despair.
You will
see the world. You will
know
Planet Arcana.
You will find
Arcana.
All it takes is a friend.
All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a little sweat. All it takes
is a key.
On the ground of the Cathedral of Death amidst the flowers, you all sit experiencing the shockwaves of the revelations that came from 13's emergencies and attempt to gather your thoughts as you make your next steps.
God, this is not what I expected.
Yeah.
It's definitely troubling news.
What do I do? Like, that is helpful and doesn't undermine what Teaspoon needs you to do. What do I do?
I don't know what it is that we need you to do yet, but I think the real question is, are you safe here? Do you need to be somewhere else? If Vlad's people have come looking around here, and now you might be in danger from Lux's people, is this the safest place for you to be?
I mean, I don't think so, but I don't really know where else to go. I mean, I guess maybe I could, like, check with the Spectres if they could put me somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, we have, like, a weird hotel room.
What do you mean by that?
It's themed, so.
Okay. Are you staying at Sister Mary Bibles?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You know, I don't know why we hadn't talked about this before, but that's interesting. What room are you staying in? Did you choose it?
No, it was chosen for us. It was a gift of sorts.
We're in the hermit room.
Hermit? Oh, I heard you can see into other rooms from the hermit room. Is that true?
Sure can.
Have you?
We've like stuffed tissue papers into the holes.
So you like haven't, not even once?
I mean, there's that one time. Initially.
Initially, of course, we had to satisfy our curiosity.
And we're not prudes. It's just like, you know, we don't want prying eyes on us, even though there's supposed to be one way.
Hey, fair enough. Can never be too careful.
But yeah, you're welcome to stay with us or whatever.
JD might have room in the temperance room.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, perfectly honest, that room is so fucking boring.
It's
a weird vibe in there. I wouldn't if I were you.
You know, maybe I'll get a room there. I mean, I probably shouldn't use my own name, but if they have the death room, I don't want to like use it for that. Maybe. We'll see. Just to, you know, make it feel like home. I don't know. Would it be okay if I'm just like kind of near you guys?
We'll be neighbors.
I think that would be ideal.
I kind of feel like that would make me feel a bit more safe. I don't want to make this about me. I want to help Teaspoon so bad, and I want to help you guys with whatever you want to do. I mean, primarily helping Teaspoon first and foremost, but I just, like, I don't want to feel helpless either, and I certainly don't want to get in anybody's way.
No, of course. I think it's a good idea if you come and stay at the hotel with us.
It seems pretty clear that keeping you safe and away from Lux is exactly how we help Teaspoon.
Yeah, just make sure you go in and ask to charge it to JD's card.
Oh. Who's JD?
They'll know.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
It's our running tab. That's our code for it.
Okay. Maybe I'll pack a few things and like head over there soon. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Course. Yes.
Do you want a chaperone?
Yeah. What do you guys think? Like, does it? A teaspoon seem pretty concerned about, like, us being... I don't know. Is it weird for us to be seen together is what I'm getting at.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think it would be, yeah.
Yes, I would agree, especially if Vlad's people come looking for us and find you with us.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I'm gonna just run out to the back and, like, grab some stuff, I guess.
Do you need a hand?
I mean, whatever, if you want to join me. I guess you haven't seen back out there.
I'd like the tour if we're not coming back. We might as well.
Yeah, sure.
I also kind of wanted to chat with you. I mean,
oh.
Riot and Crater can come along, of course, but I had a dream, or a... Nah, they're not really dreams. It was a visitation from the Arcana, and you were there.
Oh. That's interesting. Did I say anything? Did I do something?
Well... It's a lot to explain, but I had a companion that I only recently remembered, and she, I've been trying to find her again. I've been trying to get back to her, and I do believe that will lead me to my maker and to some of the things that I've lost, some of the memories that I can't recall. And this visitation, this vision... It showed me with my friend, with Quintessa Sombra, and you were there at that time too. And together, the both of you led me to this shed, and opened up the shed, and we were looking for a part called a receiver. I don't know if anything, any of that means anything to you, but...
Yeah, so I like to collect, you know, just pieces from... The false starts. Remember I told you about the Tower Wars, the worst wars in recorded history?
Yes.
Well, one of the casualties of that war was it was a server at a creation point, and I have the old receiver from it. I was studying it.
What have you learned?
Not much. I thought maybe there'd be like some, you know, imbued inherent magic from the tower, but it's... I think more than anything, it's just a piece of history, like literally. Do you want to see it? I can show it to you.
Yes, of course, of course.
Okay, it's out back. Everybody, let's go. I guess. Okay.
13 stands from the flower bed, dusts themselves off, and brings you back out the front of the cathedral. And then around the back, through kind of a tangle of branches and leaves and dead vegetation, through which is carved kind of a makeshift path, going all the way back to the rear of the cathedral, leading you to a shed that, while decrepit, has had some care put into keeping it standing. And... they open it up to reveal just a collection, the type of collection that would only mean something to the person collecting it. The parts and pieces and items seem to not really have any relationship to each other. And on one of the shelves in the back, the receiver sits.
This is it. It's old. it would probably still work with any... modern server point at a creation point, I think, but yeah, they don't need it anymore, and yeah.
Now, when you say work, what is it intended to do?
13 goes over to grab it, and they start walking towards you with it, and they're talking, but as they're talking, the words sort of start to get sucked into nowhere, and you start to get tunnel vision. All you can focus on is this receiver. You watch them walk closer with it, and it's getting closer, and you're in the shed, but then suddenly you look down and your feet are on grass. You look up, expecting to see a wooden ceiling, but you see sky all around you. And you get that familiar feeling. You're in another flashback. Before we start this, Riot and Crater, you are seeing this. You're not able to interact with it at this point, but for the very first time, you feel sucked into this vision too, alongside Celestine. Celestine... you're walking now in the grass on sort of a grassy knoll. There's a bunch of hills ahead of you, and you can't see civilization in any way that you look. But you crest a hill, and as you do, You see, at the base of the hills, sort of opposite this, and underneath the one you're standing in, large doors. There's structures built into the hills here. And you know that you've arrived, and you know that someone is waiting for you. You start to make your way towards the meeting point, and you see him. You see dressed in brightly colored cargo pants and a linen top with greens, blues, and purples making up the whole outfit. Round markings around his eyes that appear like glasses. There's an old school tape recorder hung around his neck. He's a Gears android. He's short, with a large liquid-filled dome atop his head, almost like a darkened aquarium, and it's illuminated within by jagged purple lightning that goes skipping along what looks like a network of veins. You know from attending his lectures with your maker that, well, this is monophonic, and he's a symbiote, who famously embedded a lab-grown partial human nervous system into his frame, allowing him to analyze both human and android sensory data.
Ah, the young pupil, precisely on time. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, hello. Hello, yes, I'm here from my appointment.
Sombra did tell me that you would be coming soon. Well, shall I take you on a tour?
Yes, please, I'd like that very much. I'm gonna look around. Can I see Riot and Crater with me?
No.
Okay.
You maybe sense their presence in the same way that, like, you guys can start to see each other's dreams and you experience the spell together. You kind of understand that they're seeing this, but you look around and they are not corporeal in any way.
Well, I'm sure you've seen your share of points so far. The notable features of this one, as I'm sure you've noticed, is that the edifices are all built into the hills themselves. Low environmental impact, you know. Precisely the method that would be necessary in this type of environment. However, it has been able to sustain a large tower, like all creation points do. And he brings you around and sort of points out the storage hill house, the housing hill house, the training hill house. Mentions that this is a place of many historical writings, mostly written by androids, and this is a place of study. This is a place of recollection. Finally, at the end of the tour, he brings you to the server tower itself, which sort of sits at the very outskirts of this creation point. Well, I'm sure you're ready for the pièce de résistance. My work has been going extremely well. Let me show you. And he opens up a panel in the server that exposes a device that's now familiar to you, the receiver. Now, do you know what this does?
No, please tell me.
This is the receiver. Every Creation Point server has one, and its purpose is precisely to connect the networks to the larger networks of servers. That is its primary purpose, although its connectivity does open up many opportunities for, shall we say, secondary uses and... That is what I have established, and what I hope to teach you today, young people.
I would like to learn anything that you want to teach.
It should help you accomplish your mission.
I'm sorry, what is my mission?
As he's talking, Celestine, you're starting to remember how you feel about him in the same way that you remembered about Sombra, how you cared so much about her. Here, you feel a little bit nervous around this person. It's the first time you've been alone with him. And he's sort of starting to treat you as a peer rather than a pupil. Even though he's calling you pupil, it seems like there's sort of a different dynamic here. You remember that about him.
And in response to asking about your mission, he lets out a laugh and he goes, ha ha ha, precisely. What mission? Am I right? Very good, young pupil. Now, and he extends his hand and says, take a trip with me?
Celestine takes his hand.
And he places his hand upon the receiver, and both of you are transported.
Your present body remembers the rushing astrophysical sensation that is teleportation, but your flashback body is experiencing it for the very first time. And from one side of the continent to the other, you are pulled in the blink of an eye to a different server point. From this little hilled area, you are suddenly in a place that just smells like the rain. You can smell the petrichor here, and you see a massive tree at this new creation point that you found yourself at. This tree is covered in vines. It looks healthy and new, despite being covered in lightning scars. And then Monophonic nods to you, and you feel that sensation again. You're taken to a different creation point. This time it's very, very cold. You're standing on ice. Who knows how thick it is? There's a bunch of holes in the ice all around you and fishing rods extending over them. You see off the side of the ice a bunch of whales breach all of a sudden. And Monophonic nods to you, takes your hand, and you find yourself back at the original creation point.
So that's the basic premise, and I'm hoping it'll be useful to you and, well, to all of us.
To all of who?
And he taps the side of his nose and winks at you as though you share a secret.
Now, she will be able to tell that someone has been using the receivers this way, but she won't know who, and she also won't be able to tell precisely where you traveled to. I've programmed this spell to encode itself within a typical server-to-server data exchange.
I'm sorry, who are you trying to keep this from?
Well, your maker's partner, of course. Well, your maker's business partner.
My maker's business partner, Mesmera.
He doesn't react to that because he's looking down at his pip with some concern, and he types something away and looks up at you and says, "Ah, I'm afraid something's calling me away a bit sooner than anticipated. Here." And he takes his tape recorder off of his neck over his big domed aquarium head and hands it to you. "Now, keep this safe for me. This is the only copy. It will contain instructions on how to accomplish what we just did. I'm not expecting you to know it right away, but this should be your priority over the coming days." And as you take the device, you see it upon it printed his full name, Monophonic Vulturelicht.
Oh, my stars.
Fuck.
And Celestine, he's about to leave, and you're struck with the realization this is the last time you see this person. There's a second realization in this. You know where to find him. You have one final moment to say your last words to this person, this teacher. What do you say?
Why have you given this to me?
Because we trust you, young pupil.
As you get pulled out of this memory, you're sort of struck with a second memory, but more sensory. You just remember the feeling, the moment Monophonic became the beast. He must be still alive somewhere.
And all three of you are pulled through this vortex of sound, color, image, memory, emotion, and you land firmly back in the shed with a concerned-looking 13 gazing back at you as you have all simply seemingly slipped away for a few moments.
What the fuck was that, Celestine?
Oh my god, man.
Is that what you've been going through? Holy fuck, dude.
Yes, that is, that's what it's been like when I connect to a server. I don't know what to think about any of this.
Is everything okay? Do you guys want a tea or something?
Oh my goodness, a tea would be lovely.
Okay.
Am I to understand that nice fellow is the big hummingbird thing? Was that the Vulturelicht?
In as much as Quintessa Sombra is now whatever it is that's under the water.
What's the third one?
That is what I can't shake, Crater.
And who?
Who exactly, Ms. Riot? Who is the third one? And is it somebody else that I knew? Is it somebody else that I cared about?
God, was this intentional? Why?
All of it seems entirely intentional. And I wonder if my lack of memory is not also intentional. And dang it, that makes me mad. Well, I didn't expect that.
Do you think you can still use that receiver thing like he was showing you how to do? Like, is this something that we can use, you think?
DMs, can I make like an arcana check or something like that to see?
It is sort of has come back to you as of the memory. You learned how to do this. This is something that has existed within you for as long as you can remember, and yet you didn't remember until now.
And I suppose that, like, based on that vision and what I remember, I kind of innately understand the limitations of it, that, like, because it seems like I can go back and forth to a creation point.
Any server to any server is how it should work. There is a chance that something might be different. Only testing it will tell you for certain.
Crater, I think I could use it if if I needed to.
I mean, that's pretty valuable.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's a nice thing to be able to do, but I must say I'm not entirely comfortable with the fact that I'm able to do it or the fact that I was chosen to be able to do it.
Sure sounds like you're mighty busy in those 2 years that you've forgotten.
Yes, it seems like it. It seems like I was mighty busy with the plans of other people. But anyway.
I wonder what else you've forgotten.
Crater. Yeah. That is. That's my existence, buddy. That is.
I know. That's like, I don't know. You're surprising me every day, kid. Like we don't need to go to a bottom of a castle to find a teleportation circle anymore, essentially. Like,
it does seem that way. It does seem that way. I just wish that I... It's all well and good to know how. I just wish I knew why. And I'm going to spend a lot of time thinking about where that third beast might come from, who it might be.
Maybe it's you. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's someone we haven't met yet.
Well, I suppose that about covers it.
DMs, I have a question for you. Would I have recognized any of those creation points?
Yes, in fact, you would have. With a little bit of a trip down memory lane to your own creation point journey, you can identify that the first creation point that started at was the Thorough Lush Hills creation point. The second one with the tree with the lightning scars was the Jaggedy Jack's creation point. And the one with the holes in the ice and the cresting whales was the Tundra Break creation point, far north.
So yeah, because I'm assuming Crater's visited of all of those, right, on my journey many years ago.
Yeah, heck, I'm assuming that too.
That's good. Okay.
I also am concerned about what this information means about who my maker might be. This monophonic said that it was that my maker was the business partner of someone that we needed to keep all this hidden from. And so, of course, I mean, Mesmera was the first person to jump to mind as far as hiding things from somebody. But would that make Bon Bon my maker?
But
is Honey Pot my sibling?
Would it? I mean, let's not jump to the worst possible conclusion.
It is the worst possible conclusion, I agree. Thank you for saying it. I think Celestine just sits on the ground and like pulls Bark into his lap and just strokes the dog for a while.
He licks you an uncountable number of times.
I needed that, thank you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Well, we got other things that need doing, and not a heck of a lot of time for me to sit in my feelings. So, shall we just... Let's just continue on for the moment as though this didn't happen, and I'll think about it later.
There's a lot to unpack. Some time might be good.
Yes.
Well, Chrissy was our next stop. Is that good with everybody?
Maybe I'll just go to Sister Mary Viables and we can check in later. Is that cool? I think maybe we should leave separately.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Remember, charge it to J Detective.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'll fucking do it. I'll text you when I get there, okay? And thanks for coming. I'm sorry, this is so weird.
Don't be sorry. You've been amazing. Thank you for everything. This is a fucked up situation.
Yeah, and thank you for this. Celestine holds up the receiver.
Yeah. Hey, do you want it? I've done all the research. I was just kind of keeping it as a collectible, but it seems like it's maybe, I don't know, important to you. You can have it.
It seems like it might be, and so I do appreciate that. I think, yes, I'd like to hang on to it if that's all right.
Yeah, cool. text you later. Stay away.
All right, Barks, are you ready for your moment to shine here? Oh boy.
Oh boy.
The
This is the best character you've played.
Like, certainly my favorite.
Uncanny.
I am enriched from the tips of my toes to the top of my brain.
Well, everyone's being nice to you for once, which is probably really nice.
You're all very nice to linger.
That's true. We love linger. Yeah, yeah.
It's just nice to play happy things.
All right. Maybe we should quickly have 45 seconds to talk about what our play is for Chrissy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm down to rock the me and Bark power play.
Are we going to be honest that we couldn't defeat Vlad, or want to keep that vague, or like,
I think,
what do you think is the
best? I think she'll know one way or the other that we didn't kill him. And I think owning up to it immediately and then letting her have it with a spin in our favor might be the best.
Yeah, we know some of his weaknesses. Like, that's not nothing.
No.
Yeah. All right. Let's go get chewed off.
To the play zone. It's probably about afternoon-ish. I mean, you guys woke up from your strange dreams last night, had a long chat, headed up to 13's. Let's put it at like mid-afternoon. Does that seem about right? Mm-hmm. So you guys depart the Fey Zone. There's a point at which you pass a tree and you notice it kind of giving you the stink eye, and you think you see Wisteria, but then it's the face is gone. As you approach the elevator, you notice that there is another announcement sort of blaring over the waterfall, just like the last time that you walked and saw the Teaspoon Time playing over the waterfall.
Oh,
Brunchcapade meet and greet benefit was attended by such dignitaries as Bark Ruffton and Teaspoon Aquilibret. But those weren't the only stars out during the daytime, as Breaking Scoop sources report that the Brunchcapade was also venue to the stunning and clam-drenching surprise entrance of mysterious influencer Riot, whose arrival in Paragarden is generating substantial buzz as to whether this might be the year she participates in CGA. Meanwhile, entertainer and CGA judge Teaspoon Aquilibret has recently announced the cancellation of all public events leading up to CGA, citing exhaustion. Aquilibret's agent Lux Booker assures Breaking Scoop she'll be back in shape in time for the competition, and that she wishes for her fans to know she just can't wait to see them. And as anticipation of this year's spectacular showcase mounts in Paragarden, this reporter bids you a very good afternoon. And now, a word from today's sponsor, Dr. O de Toilette de Towel.
Beautiful.
De Towel.
Exquisite.
De Towel.
Elegant.
De Towel.
Adjective.
Dr. O de Toilette de Towel.
Wow. Hi, I'm Dr. De Towel. And you don't know it yet, but you're about to go on a journey. A journey to unlock your true potential. Upgrade that old brass? Can do. Ass made of glass? Just for you. Laser eyes? Wow. Steel thighs? Yeah. And if you're looking for a silver lining served up on a silver platter by a silver-tongued Silver Fox Cloud Android, why, the Dowel's got you covered. Wow. If you know, you know.
Dr. O de Toilette de Dowel patients are required to sign a non-disclosure form at first consultation, as well as a post-operative NDA. Dr. O de Toilette de Dowel does not engage in the selling of contraband performance and mood enhancers named for a certain shiny gray metal. Dr. O de Toilette de Dowel is a copyrighted term.
Holy shit.
That was amazing.
That was so fucking good.
Is that Chaperone?
No, it's Dr. O de Toilette de Dowel.
I gotta ask, was the inspiration Owen Wilson or Stifler's mom?
Surely had to be. Oh my God.
It's Owen Wilson.
Excellent. Oh my God. Well, we've got to go, like, meet that guy, right? We've got to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, why? He clearly doesn't sell any...
silver-related...
related paraphernalia.
Yeah. Sounds like a Futurist thing.
Holy shit. Yes. Yes, please.
Wow.
Sorry, and... exhaustion? That's why... Like, that's a load of BS, right?
Oh, yes. I would agree, Crater. It seems like Teaspoon is being kept under lock and key.
Yep, makes sense. Wow. That's so deep in my head now. Like, I'm trying to focus on the important thing, like helping teaspoon, but it's just there.
Ass made of glass.
Wow.
So, just to be clear, do we have a proper sense of like what service or product this person is offering? Because it seemed delightfully all over the place.
It's like plastic surgery for androids, isn't it?
You're 100% correct. And in fact, like, you know that for sure. When you first came into Paragarden and you were sort of bombarded by all the ads, the most prominent ad was for a Dr. Oda Toilette de Dowell. He operates out of the Sector 9 pay zone, and he does just like Sky said, plastic surgery for androids. But it seems like he might have something else going on in his business that he's pretty, you know, the
really
veil is pretty
covert.
Light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean.
Gotcha. Okay.
His morals are loose.
Wow.
Well, Crater, what do you say? You want to get those wrinkles around your eyes taken care of?
Excuse me?
Holy shit! Did I? Oh my god! Right here!
I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
That noticeable?
Crater, don't you pay me no mind. Ma used to say that whatever damaged my memories must have damaged my manners chip as well. I do apologize.
Crater holds up his pip and like looks at himself in the reflection and is like,
oh no. Wait, I can't deal with a Crater having body image issues. It's too much for me.
After like 10 seconds of staring at myself in the black mirror. Nah, I look fucking hot. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to fit where I am.
And so you continue.
Sure.
And you continue down to the play zone. I guess it's been like a weekish since you've last been to the Palace Reservoir. Perhaps a bit early in the day, but who knows who could be there. And in fact, perhaps this is an even better time. Who knows?
Ms. Wright, before we begin here, not that I think that you need any help in this regard, but I could maybe be of a little assistance if you like. I've got a little something I can do to maybe make the conversation go a little smoother.
Any help would be very much appreciated.
I'll cast Enhance Ability on Riot and give her Eagle Splendor. So any charisma based check you make, persuasion, deception, whatever, you have advantage.
Amazing. Thank you.
Also, just so it doesn't seem like we've forgotten about it, around the time that you get to the Palace Reservoir, you get a text from 13 saying, all good.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't believe we're doing this. Shall we?
After you.
Lead the way.
Right. I'm going to pick Bark up.
He does that thing where he sticks his nose in your ear and it's just like, oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, good thing you're cute.
Well, would you look at this? We got a bomb in front of us. Uh-oh.
We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace.
This is backup. You guys need it?
Yes.
Okay.
We need all the help that we can get.
Okay, I need you to open up the bomb like you're opening up a laptop. What do you see?
There's just a whack of wires here.
That's definitely not good. I'm going to need you to cut all three wires, and then I'm going to have you look for Google Chrome.
What if I use Firefox?
You...
Can I still find my way?
That's fine, I guess.
Sorry, boss, it has Explorer.
Oh, no. Okay, well, we can work with this. We can work with this. Okay, in Explorer, I'm going to need you to type in www.patreon.com/planetarcana.
Oh, this looks cool.
What do you see there?
Looks like there's a bunch of tiers
for
exclusive content.
Hey, what the heck is a recharge?
Recharge is a talkback show for the show Planet Arcana in which the cast discusses the previous two episodes and talks about, you know, fun stories about their lives. It's very interesting. It's very good.
That sounds absolutely, positively awesome.
If you like the sound of Recharge, I'm going to have you click that join button on the membership level.
Yeah.
Okay, how we doing? We still alive over there?
Yeah, boss. We're still here.
Yeah. Okay.
This is real easy so far.
Perfect. Just put in your credit card number and you're signed up. That's step one of defusing the bomb.
I can't take the pressure.
Keep it together. Keep it together.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. We in?
We in.
Okay, now there's a secondary smaller bomb, right?
Oh my god, there's a bomb within the bomb.
It's a tiny bomb, baby.
Okay, this one's so easy. Anybody can do it. All you need to do is listen to the show, leave a review, and tell your friends. Can you guys do that?
That sounds simple. Anybody could do it.
4.5 stars. Good, but can still be improved.
Thanks for keeping it real.
Too many dick jokes for my liking.
Feel free to put that in the review. We always like to hear from a fan. All right, finally, there should be 5 wires left. Red, white, blue, white, and blue.
Was that 6 you just counted off?
No. 2 white and 2 blue?
I'm going to need you to cut that blue wire.
Okay.
And that blue wire is going to take us back to the show.
3, 2, 1.
You enter a relatively empty palace reservoir. Last time you were here, it was 4 or 5 a.m. and the place was bumping. Here, there's a few people having some drinks. It seems like mostly like some small social gatherings. Maybe people like after work are here grabbing, a drink or two. What do you want to do? Do you want to like make your way straight back to the office?
Yeah, I think that's a power move.
Nice.
To just get down to it.
Last time you were here, there was a bouncer too, like leading into where Chrissy's office was, but it's pretty early. I doubt that she's expecting people to come and like party or whatever, or just be trouble in any sense. So you just kind of walk back and the door is unlocked, but you tell me how you'd like to proceed.
Okay. I'm going to go up to the door within an arm's length of it. I'm going to secure Bark, kind of like with my one arm is on my hip. He's secure. I'm going to kick the door in. I'm going to hit the handle with one of my spike feet to make sure it really goes.
All right. Oh. So the door just fucking, I'm not going to make you roll for it. Just gets blown open. And I think inside maybe Chrissy's like in the middle of fixing like one of her high heels or something, and she just like freaking almost topples over backwards like into her desk and is like sprawled out over top of it. And then she looks at you and there's this moment of like silence where there's no expression on her face. And then she's just like, oh my God, Bark and Ryan in my office, holy crap. And Bark like jumps out of Riot's arm, like wriggles out of Riot's arms and goes and just like starts jumping all up and down, doing little dances with Chrissy. And Chrissy's like, oh my God, you're so crazy. It's been so long. All right, let's dance. Holy shit. Oh my God. Where have you been? Where have you guys been? What the fuck did I do?
Chrissy, baby. What it is.
Holy crap. That was aggressive. I liked it.
Pretty good entrance though, right?
It was a pretty good entrance. I do have more doors. It's not a big deal, but next time maybe knock.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. Good to know. Oh. How are you? How are things?
Oh, you know, it's been a quiet couple of days. People come to the reservoir less with, you know, things amping up to CGA and, you know, just been waiting for news from you guys, so.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Well, listen, should we sit down? Have a minute?
Yeah. I have one chair in here, so yeah, have at her. Like one aside from mine, I mean.
Okay. Yeah,
my manager's perfect. Chair.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to sit down in the chair. Given.
Roll a dexterity.
So, we have been on a journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds promising.
We have gotten you some info.
Ooh.
That I think you're going to like.
Is the info that Vlad is dead?
Listen, Chrissy, I'm not a liar. At some point, you're going to hear it down the grapevine that Vlad is not dead. So I know you're a smart person. I'm not going to try to pull the wool over your eyes.
I'm really relieved to hear you say that because I did kind of know that Vlad's not dead. So
of course.
You passed.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We did everything in our power. We were in there for a fucking long time and we did face the man himself, who's quite a wiener. Is he not?
That is the perfect term for him.
Yeah.
A wiener.
You know, and me and my party, we really exhausted all of our options, but we really gave it everything we had. We almost died.
Oh.
We, like the energy that we, like the output was out of this world, but we felt that it was worth it for what you had to offer. What we did find in the process, even though we weren't successful in the initial goal, is a bunch of information about Vlad's weaknesses that might help you out. And I'm wondering if there's
anything I can do that might make you enticed to accept that for other info.
Roll me a persuasion.
With advantage.
Advantage.
Okay, 27.
Yep.
Ooh, tasty. Mm. I think you could tell when I sent you off that I didn't actually think that you were going to be able to kill Vlad. So if you've got some titillating information, I might have something that titillates you too. In fact, I will have something that titillates you too. Let's do this. Come on, you walk into my office carrying Bark Rufton. I'm in the best mood I've been in for weeks. Riot and Bark at the same time, I could never have dreamed.
Happy to oblige. Now, just so we're clear, that's information about Lux, right?
Understood. Information about Lux for information about Vlad. It seems fair to me.
Wonderful. Now, sorry, I'm just going to look through my notes to try to compile a list here.
That's so fine, because actually I did want to ask you, big boy, if you wouldn't mind just leaning the door up against, we're going to be talking about some private stuff here, so just as best you can, just wedge it in there.
I'll cast Mending on the door.
Oh, shit.
Can I offer the lovely young lady a G&T?
Is that me? I would never say no to one of your G&Ts. The one you made me last time was literally the best I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
What did you do to it?
I made it with love.
Oh, shit. That's intimate.
The trick is to put in just a little bit of salt. Really dehydrates you.
Salt and love, it's the best combination, frankly, in any context.
You know, if you love somebody so much, you always end up getting a little bit salty, you know?
That's how it goes. You're really wise.
Stop it.
I absolutely won't.
Here you go, Chrissy.
Thank you. No, Bark. Bark, no. You get too crazy. Stop it.
Now, can we just have a little mini conference here just to confirm all of the things? So it's scared of cats.
Yep.
He's very insecure about his performance career.
Yeah. He was comparing himself to Patricia Tremolo
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say comparing himself, more that he idolized her.
Idolized, sorry, yes.
Yeah.
He's not as hot as he makes himself out to be.
Yeah.
He does have a fiance / partner / I don't know what.
And he's insecure about them too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that Chrissy is clear that going into the networks, finding them in the networks while they're in their big sleep is the way to attack a Names Ferratu. So that's
pretty juicy.
True.
We also know exactly where his sleeping quarters are.
Yeah. And also one of his biggest weaknesses is her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
He makes Caesars wrong too. I don't know if that's important. I just thought I'd throw it in.
Love that.
It is a weakness.
Yeah.
All right. You're sitting down. You've got a G&T.
Yum.
Shall I launch into this?
Yes, please.
All right. So first things first, I'm going to tell you how we attempted to thwart Vlad. And this is a concept that we've been working on for a while. We've been researching the effects with a lot of different experts in the field. And we have used it to, let's just say, overcome other enemies to completion before.
To completion.
And that is by way of going into the networks while Vlad is asleep and weakening him in his dream state.
What the fuck?
And that's just what we did.
I'm sorry. What the fuck? You all went into the networks?
That's right.
You can go there?
You can go there.
On purpose?
On purpose. And you know what we found there?
Oh my god, you've got to tell me.
We found all of Vlad's weaknesses on display.
Oh my god. Oh my god, you have to tell me everything. You have to tell me everything.
Well, first of all, he's scared of cats. deathly scared of cats.
That's so stupid.
He's insecure about a fledgling performance career of his. Deeply insecure. He idolizes Patricia Tremolo.
Oh no.
He's not as hot as he makes himself out to be. He has a fiance, but he is so insecure about that too.
Ooh. Do we have a name?
Cokes Archaic.
cokes. A cake. Oh, that's really, really nice.
And she's writing all this down.
There's more.
Oh, please, please, more.
Other than the fact that he makes Caesars wrong, you should know that one of his biggest weaknesses is you.
You don't say.
He's terrified of you.
I am very happy to hear that. That he's still terrified of me.
Clear as day, we saw you in the haunted boudoir in his mind.
What the fuck am I hearing? Okay, I mean, look, I was skeptical when you said you went into the networks, but a lot of what you're telling me is lining up. So am I to understand correctly that somebody could... You could do this to any Nosferatu?
Any that we deem a threat.
I see.
We've also noticed that we don't have the wherewithal to beat a Nosferatu. We don't have the strength when it comes down to it. So that's not something that we as a three-part party are going to be jumping in to do again. Which is why we wanted to come to you. I think you're a very valuable person, and I think we could work really well together going forward. I'm also not done with the information that I have for you.
Oh my God.
Because we know where Vlad's sleeping quarters are.
Oh, gimme, 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 gimme.
Do I have your word?
She puts out her hand.
Oh, every single one of them.
And do I have your word that you're not going to turn on us?
Yeah, I mean, not unless you give me a reason to.
Insight check?
Yeah, roll it for me.
For sure.
Nat 20.
Oh, sec. Baby. You've given her a lot. And the way that you're framing it in this, like, humble way where you're like, oh, we tried, but we didn't do it, but also providing her a ton of information. Like, she can use this now against him. This might even be a better result for her that he's not dead because she now has a bunch of power over him. So she's pretty invested in what you're telling her. And you, I mean, knowing what 13 said, that, like, 13 seems to trust Chrissy that, like, Chrissy wouldn't do something unless, you know, you really get on her bad side. You're getting on her good side now. You don't really see any reason why she would go against this.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Promise.
I trust you.
Likewise. All right, what is it? Where is it?
So, as you enter the castle, there's a main hall with a beautiful design on the floor. In the center is a circle. That circle can be removed, and what's left is a big hole going down to the basement. And in that basement is Vlad's sleeping quarters. They're disgusting, but that is where our vulnerable little lad lays his head.
Oh, tasty, tasty, tasty. I gotta tell you, this is more than I thought I would come out of this exchange with. This is absolutely wonderful. I guess my only question as a follow-up here is, does he know that you came?
We have heard rumors that his goons have been looking out for us, yes.
Okay, that's not the end of the world. Like, does he know I'm involved?
Listen, Chrissy, I'm going to continue this streak of being honest with you.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Now, when we were leaving, we were pissed.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted to power play Vlad. So we left him a little message.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And on the mirror of his boudoir, we wrote in lipstick. First of all, we drew a big cat. It's pretty scary. We did write, Chrissy sends her regards.
I would say make a persuasion check on that.
Oh, and I have advantage.
Advantage.
Yes, sure you do. Yep.
Okay. Is it 17?
Take a bardic inspiration.
Ooh.
Yeah, you'd have a d6 to that.
Papa.
All right, 22.
Come on.
Awesome.
All right, she regards you and swirls her G&T. And just actually, she maybe like looks off into the distance for a little bit with an eyebrow raised. And she's like, that's really fucked up that you wrote that. But you know what? I kind of like it.
I thought you might like it.
If you're not going to kill him, you might as well put the fear of God into his heart. And I'm perfectly willing to be that God.
Oh, I knew you would be. I think it sends a message.
It's just so fucked up that you did that. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, Riot. Your methods are always explosive. You know what I mean?
Extremely unorthodox. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty. That's fine. Vlad knows that I fucking think he's a joke.
I think he already knew.
I think he knew. Oh my god. Well, you know, you got out alive and you got out with a whole bunch of information from me. That's gonna get you some information now. So congratulations and cheers to you three.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right. Now I suppose it's my turn to reciprocate.
Indeed.
So what would you like to know?
Okay. I feel like we would have talked about this at some point, but I just want a little revamp. Mm-hmm.
The prior agreement, just so you guys remember, is that she was going to tell you when Lux's sleep was.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe getting some weaknesses as well might be a good thing.
I think like maybe build, like we can maybe build up and be like, what's his true name? You know what
I mean? Yeah.
we could try to build up to that. I don't, who knows?
The business of when Lux's big sleep is, that was the reward. But like the situation's changed now with Teaspoon's plan. We don't want to wait for him to enter his big sleep. We want to figure out how we can force it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So initially, we were dealing in when Lux's sleep might be.
Uh-huh.
But the situation on our end has changed.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if I can adjust the question. Or questions, depending on how much time and energy you have, of course.
I'll do what I can. Yeah, ask me the questions you've got. I'm feeling satiated. I feel like I came out pretty good in this deal. So yeah, question me. Go ahead.
So we don't need to know when Lux's sleep is, but we do need to know how maybe we might be able to force it to happen.
Oh, come back from the networks with some big ideas.
You know it.
Interesting. All right. I can help you out there. So, I mean, I'll give you this for free. I've been tracking Lux's sleeps, if you will. It behooves me to know what other names for Atus are up to in this town. When it's supposed to be is, I'd say about a week after CGA. But you say you want to induce it.
That's right.
Now, being a names for Ratu myself, I have firsthand experience with my own big sleeps. And while they're regular, they're not absolutely 100% consistent. So I have a pretty good relationship with my thralls. That's something that makes my job really easy. I don't like to be in conflict. I like to make sure they're happy and I'm happy. But, you know, one of my problem thralls once wasn't paying her tithes at the palace reservoir. My whole thing is money. That whole exchange of money for goods and services, it really nourishes me. And, well, this one particular thrall was kind of broke, not paying her tithes. And, you know, when my thralls aren't paying their tithes, I just get tired, you know?
So what you're saying is the energy you get from the thralls is what keeps you awake.
That's right. And if I have to put undue energy into monitoring one of my thralls in particular, it drains me faster. You know, it makes me tired faster if I have to constantly have my eye on someone, constantly be putting up blocks to protect myself or to make sure they're not spending money where they shouldn't be instead of here. It's exhausting. And I think that might be your best bet.
Choking off the energy source.
Or overloading him, even.
That's good.
Yeah?
You wouldn't happen to know any of Lux's weaknesses, would you?
Weaknesses, huh? Well, my knowledge of Lux is a little bit at an arm's length, if you will. There's things that I can assume, things that I can interpret. But what I know is that Lux is an adopted royal, not legacy, you know? Not one of the official in-crowds, and he's a rather recent inductee. And, well, I think that might be something he's a little bit self-conscious about. And not only that, it would really explain him being a names for Ratu. It just explains a lot in terms of his very rapid and easy successes. It's sort of what tipped me off in the first place.
That's fair. Now back to this thralls business. Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know who those might be? Some of Lux's thralls.
There's got to be an Excel spreadsheet or something. Every single person, right?
A Google sheet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't really give you any specific names, but I can say with probably about a 99% certainty that some or even most of his clients.
Interesting. Does he have a method?
Here's what I've noticed. The more successful Lux's clients are, the more success Lux has had, and the more very rapid, very unexplainable success. If I were to hazard a guess, I would say that the successes of his clients increases his power.
Hmm. Well, that's good. Well, if you don't know those names, which is fair, I absolutely get it.
Sorry.
Is there any chance you know his true name?
Oh, it's a really good question. Look, I would ask that question too. You gotta ask, right?
You gotta ask.
But if I had Lux's true name, oh boy, I would, well, I would be sitting in a reservoir palace, sitting on top of a reservoir palace, sitting on top of the freaking
Boston Pizza.
That's fair. Yeah,
you got it. I would be willing to negotiate with you for that for sure.
Damn. Yeah, well, I'll keep you updated, you know I will. And I mean, no shade whatsoever, regardless of your answer, but where do you stand with him right now? Like, what's the deal between you two?
I don't know. I get the impression that, I mean, look, I'm throwing rocks in glass houses, but I get the impression it's a bit of a toxic thing to get wrapped up with Lux. You know, I've got my flaws. I've had to crack down on a thrall or two in my day, but really, I'm just looking for money and a good time, and so are my thralls. A good time, that is. I get the money. But Lux doesn't seem like a good time.
Don't we know it?
I don't like him.
Neither do we. In fact, we might be setting out to have a series of meetings with Lux to try to make things right again.
Yikes.
Do you think I could count on you for purely consulting purposes along the way?
Okay, now, you know I love you, Riot. You showed up with Buck. I know that you know that I know what you're doing here, and it worked.
There's more where that came from.
Oh, my God. But look, okay, here's the thing. I'm titillated. I think it will be fun, and I love a good time. But you can't be writing my name on Lux's mirror.
That's fair.
Okay. You keep my name out of it? Consultation could be a thing, absolutely. Especially if there's something sweeten it for me at the end of the day. You know, once you've dealt with all your things, had all your meetings. Maybe Chrissy gets a little something.
What would Chrissy love the most?
Maybe an endorsement from you, Riot.
That sounds doable. We will not implicate you in any way on our mission. And you know I'm honest.
All evidence points to your honesty so far.
And I'll see what I can cook up for a little something sweet for you.
All right, that's good enough for me for now. I mean, you're not really asking for much aside from time in my office, where I spend most of my time in here.
That's fair. It's a nice office. It's beautiful. I love what you did with it.
Thank you. Yeah, I really like the triangular, like, orange pattern on top of the dark blue.
Yeah, it reminds me of something.
With the green, like, dashes. I don't know what I'm looking at, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's really singular. Really gorgeous.
Thank you.
Listen, thank you so much for your time. Bark and I and the boys here are, you know, we don't take it lightly. So, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Can I sheepishly raise my hand? Chrissy, if it's not too much to ask, would it be possible if maybe you could maybe help us out with this Vlad goon situation? Like, maybe get them off our tail for at least a couple days?
Oh, interesting. Do you have a proposal?
As in how you would fix it?
Yeah, just curious what you had in mind.
I don't know. If you're pretty intimidating all by yourself. Figured you've done this kind of crowd control before.
I think, considering the fact that you gave him my regards on the mirror, I think I could probably arrange for a little message to get to Vlad to scare him a bit further. Is that what you were after? A little scary Chrissy moment?
I mean, I trust your work.
All right, I'll see what I can do, big boy.
Critter blushes for some reason.
Well.
Listen, Chrissy, thank you. You've been wonderful. I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate every single time I've seen you in person around Pip or in this portrait I keep right next to my desk.
I noticed
Come
that.
Back anytime. Although, watch Buck around the slot machines as you go out. Oh, is
it a bit of a history there? Or?
If someone goes broke on the slot machines, then we just get less of their money in the long run. It's better for everybody.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Bark's got a coin in his mouth.
You spit that out now.
Yeah.
Bark, you give it. Give it here, Bark. No, you drop it. Drop it.
Blah.
All right, we'll be in touch. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
There is something about being in that woman's presence that just makes me all kinds of anxious and nervous.
Oh, for sure.
Right, you killed it in there.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
It is, as always, just a pleasure to watch you do what you do.
Oh, my God. I'm glad that I changed into an outfit that didn't show my sweat marks, because, damn, I just didn't want to screw up.
Are you still just in your underwear?
Yeah, what are you wearing right now? I mean, underwear wouldn't show your sweat marks.
I think I've changed since. I've had a shower or two. I'm back into my, like, I'd say, like, Lara Croft-esque situation.
Nice. Moisture wicking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. All of the, like, I don't know, stupid technology you'd find at, like, mech or whatever.
Yeah. Riot shops at mech. Stupid technology.
Moisture wicking. You don't have to wash anything for a week.
That's you don't have to wick your own moisture. Yeah.
Are the other two of you wearing... Let's do an outfit check. What's going on here?
Outfit check.
I hate to say this because I know it's a crowd favorite. All the fans seem to love the Canadian tuxedo, but I think Crater's back to his shiny self.
Woo! Oh yeah, baby, we love shiny Crater.
We do.
Naked and shiny.
Celestine is as he always is in his in what he's comfortable in. His, you know, the usual. Celestine doesn't really change.
How many buttons though?
Yeah.
Have we gone backwards?
Oh, in terms of how many buttons are undone?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that particularly going into, you know, the interrogation and then now all this with Chrissy, he's been feeling a little exposed. So he's only got one undone at the top there. Oh, just one.
Such a shame.
One's not bad. We can work with one.
We can work with it, but.
Well, how do we use the information from Chrissy to best effect? Ms. Riot, I was thinking while she was talking that if Chrissy found it draining to keep track of her thralls when they were doing things that maybe she didn't want them to do. I hate to say it, but is there a chance that you are in fact one of Lux's thralls?
I think it's entirely possible, probable at this point. And you know who else is? I have access to his clients.
You have access to his clients. So between you just kind of causing the havoc that you are so, so very good at causing, and maybe stirring up trouble amongst his other clients, maybe that would be enough to put him into that big sleep earlier than expected.
I think so.
Is this an idea? Because as Chrissy was saying, like, he feeds off of the power that his clients give him. So, like, the more successful his clients are, the bigger he gets. Mm-hmm. What if you threatened to quit?
Oh, that's good. That's very good. He'll shit himself. It'll be great.
Right before CGAs?
Right before CGAs. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds juicy. Okay. I personally feel way more confident than I was when we walked into that room with this information. I feel like we could do this.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bark?
He doesn't understand. He feels very lost. Okay. He wants to give a nice bark, but he's just like,
There's a lot of context that you're missing. I understand. There's 39 episodes of content that you need to catch up on before you really understand what we're talking about.
That's not true. He could just listen to the recaps.
He, like, that's runs through point. A few of his tricks that he knows in sort of, like, panic. Like, he doesn't know what to do, so he tries to shake a paw and then, like, rolls over and he's like...
So cute.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I got some good news for you, Celestine. I don't think we need to go to Vlad anymore, necessarily, for now.
I must say that does make me feel quite a bit better, the idea of going to that man hat in hand asking for his assistance made my skin crawl.
We'll keep it in our back pocket. I'm not ruling it out, but I think let's put it off. I don't want to have to do that. Well, where to from here?
The time is rolling around for the daily check-in with Lux, if you would still like to go and talk to him. And the other option is Dr. Dedowell. I would say the options are endless, but those are the ones we've prepped for.
Okay. Looking at the time, maybe we act with this new information sooner than later and go, let's go see Lux.
If you feel ready, Ms. Riot, we will be there for you.
Well, if I just keep putting it off, then I am just going to overthink it. So let's rip the Band-Aid off.
This man's going to shit a brick. And I'm here for it.
Right. Let's do this.
And so you go to do this. Back up to Sector 9, the pay zone. The elevator's door open, the bombardment from the fanfare bots. And you make your way to where you know Lux's office to be. It's built hanging directly over the side of the waterfall precipice. Three of the four walls of the room as you walk in are entirely glass, as is the floor itself, offering an intimidating view over the side of the cliff and down to the entire city below. His office itself is minimalist. A black marble slab acts as his desk, a single red button on the left side, and carved into the desk, L. Booker, curationist. And so he waits for his daily check-in.
All right, what do you two think? Might it be better for me to have more of an intimate setting with you two nearby for safety? Or should we all just go in for full safety?
I think it makes more sense for you to do this by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We could be in the waiting room, if not in the meeting with Lux. I would like to be close by in case you need us.
Well, is there a signal of some kind? Maybe we can...
Can you do that thing that you did while we were in the jail?
I sure can.
When you sent us that. Oh, that yeah. Would be...
Okay. I'll message you if I'm able. Just kidding, sorry.
Okay, well, that's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, now you're making me fire.
Mark, you go with her.
You gotta laugh at it. I'm scared.
Lux is sitting at his desk, and he's poring over some paperwork. He doesn't even look up at you when you walk in. He looks... roll an insight check off the top here.
Okay. Okay, 16.
Okay. And sorry, just to clarify, is it just you going in? The other two are
just
waiting?
Just me. They're in the waiting room, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I had a question before we dig into it for the DMs. To what extent would I know his roster? Like, would it be like this world where, like, I feel like clients kind of know who else is on the roster or slash like the roster's public?
I think I don't see any reason why the roster wouldn't be public. Like,
okay.
I think you probably don't have every name off by heart just because why would you care necessarily? Like the people like Teaspoon, you would know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you probably have a vague idea.
Okay, cool.
With a 16, I think you just notice that like he literally doesn't get, like, he will not give you the time of day when you walk in. He's looking at this paperwork and he's got sort of his head in one hand. He looks stressed.
Lux, honey, everything okay?
Riot. Oh, our daily check-in. Of course. Thank you so much for coming in person. This is unexpected. You know, you could just call me.
Is this an okay time?
For you, Riot, any time is an okay time.
He sort of gets up and, like, rights himself, and he walks to the back of his office where there's, like, a little bar set up and those, like, clear alcohol bottles, and he grabs a glass, and he's just like, you want something heavy or light, or what's the deal today? What do you want?
Oh, nothing for me, thank you. I'm good.
No?
No, I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll drink by myself. So... what's new?
Well, there's something really important I want to talk to you about.
Okay, I'm hoping that this is about the little thing we were talking about back in the limo. Please tell me you found something.
I have found something. It's a little less tangible than that. Lux, I haven't been sleeping. I told you about my whirlwind romance, and I realized that I haven't been loved by anyone in a long
long time, but more than anyone else, I haven't loved myself. I can't create. I can't wreak havoc like I used to. And more than anything, I haven't felt supported by my team, by you.
Riot, I... Honey, you know that this is the worst...
I quit, Lux.
Say again?
I quit. I'm going independent. I'm working with a new agent. He's just starting out, but I have faith in him. And we're going in a new direction that doesn't involve all this chaos causing that you have me on. Like, all of this working to the bone.
Do you think I caused the chaos in your life, Riot? You want to quit, huh? After everything I've done for you?
You didn't make me.
Fine. Go ahead and try. Riot, I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw. Oh,
fuck.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Fuck. Okay. 18.
As the tension in this room builds, you feel your voice catch as Lux tells you to go ahead and try. And then something most unexpected happened. You hear some words coming out of your own mouth.
I'm so scared.
Sorry, Lux. I don't know what came over me. I'd never quit. I'd never leave.
Just as I expected. I would never want to be in a fight with you, Riot.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.